If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The thing I like about this card that they supposedly give the patron who's been, had one too many at the bar, they do it in such a way, and the text on this card is like they want to preserve the customer, they want to preserve the relationship, they're not saying you're a terrible person, it's been a pleasure to serve you, but it is time for you to leave for the night. You have been cut off. Please leave quietly and no one will know.
I
think the beginning half of that is good. It said, it's been a pleasure serving you. Is that what they said?
Yeah, actually, it's all on like a business card size thing. And I read it sort of inverted. That's at the bottom. But the big thing that you see from 6 feet away on the card is you have been cut off.
Yeah.
That's the message.
I think that would incite somebody
who's
had too much to drink. Yes. Because it's basically saying, you are cut off, get out.
Yeah.
They could have written it a little softer. I like the beginning half, like, it's been a pleasure serving you. You know, let us, you know, thank you, please come again. But, you know, we're ending the night. Or something softer in a message to sort of send them on their way kind of thing.
Or could you just put a card out saying, you're welcome to stay, but we will only serve you water from here or whatever, like something where we're not saying get out.
Here's what I think.
I don't know.
You got to understand this is going. I'm trying to imagine being the person giving it to somebody, and it's a whole wide variety of people with a whole bunch of different behaviors at the bar.
Right, that's the problem.
You want to make it. You definitely. This is not a conversation. This is not a discussion. You're done. I think you need to be firm about that. You need to be like, we're not serving you anymore. And by the way, thank you for being here. And you know, we've had a great time, but you need to hear some water, maybe put water in front of them with a lime in front, you know, or something like
right,
that.
Right,
so they have something
we
in front of them
do,
besides a cocktail. You can stay for a little while, sober. We'll call you an Uber.
Well, that's the thing.
To get you
also,
home safe.
Like, you'd have to make sure they have a safe ride home and that they're not like stumbling out and getting in their car.
I think the most responsible restaurants, they're tip certified and all that. They've got a responsibility and a liability to make sure the person gets home safe.
I know. See, I wonder about the person, the bartender or the employee that handing the card, like, I would have a pit in my stomach.
I know.
Even though I know it's your responsibility, it's like that awkward conflict. You don't know what you're going to get.
Correct.
Like,
the reaction can range from somebody being embarrassed and quietly leaving to somebody being, enraged and acting out. And then you have to handle an even worse situation.
Yeah.
So it's a slippery slope, man.
Isn't that kind of what I'm not saying it's right, but that's not news if you're working in hospitality. You could even have customers at a table like eating food who are just jerks. You know what
good
I mean?
Point. Yeah, right. You're dealing with the general public. You don't know.
Right. It's just a little trickier when
they've had
a couple of bourbon and waters and you don't know what the reaction is going to be.
I wonder. I mean, I'm sure we have bartenders or people who are servers. Maybe they're not up yet, but listening, if they had to hand a card to somebody to say, you're done for the night. Like, could you do it?
I bet most would say, and we're going to talk to Jason Santos a little bit later on, most would say it should never get to that point. Like, if you're serving somebody at a bar, unless they were somewhere else before they came to your bar,
you should be knowing how much they're getting.
You should have a sense of, geez, if we give this guy four drinks.
Yeah, but like you said, maybe you're the third stop.
Right.
How do you know?
Right.
And you've only given them two drinks, and then all of a sudden
it hits,
boom, they're out. So it's going to happen.
And what, by the way, if you're at the table next door or a little further down the bar and you've, you know, maybe you just sat down and stuff. I was at a place last night and we've all been out and about and seen people who are like, wow, I wonder how many that guy's had. He's a little big. It's a little noisy over there or something like that.
Yeah, a little showy.
Do you ever jump in and go, you know, to help out or I don't know. I could see the inclination, the impulse to want to help the server out if it becomes a thing and somebody starts to get belligerent or out of control and you go, hey, buddy, come on. But
Yeah, we've been at places without kids where we've seen other patrons kind of get in to say, all right, yeah, you're to help the staff help at, like, get
Let's
them
get
out,
out
get
here.
The person out. But usually it's that they're kind of like, they're not mean. They just need assistance.
Right.
Getting into the cab.
And the takeaway for the servers, they're not going to remember it.
They're likely not even going to
remember any of this.
But maybe.
Yeah.
It's a good point, though. The general public is, I mean, they could just be loud people saying bad words. You know what I mean? They could just be obnoxious in general and not have anything to drink. So,
but it's another thing that reminds me how hard of a job it is to be a bartender or a server because you don't know from day to day or night to night what you're going
to
get.
We're just here to have a good time.
Hard
and a good
job.
Meal. Come on. 617-655-1067 if you're in the hospitality industry and have some experience on this. We'd love to hear from this morning. It's Morning Magic.